rest of the story. World War II, the Pacific at dawn, two American destroyers, the USS Connor and the USS Charette. They've been trailing a suspicious Japanese vessel all through the night. It appears to be a hospital ship, but the U.S. Navy has reason to believe that the Tachibana Maru is in fact a transport vessel carrying troops and weapons. So here's the plan. The two American destroyers will stop the Japanese ship at daybreak. We'll send 15 unarmed personnel aboard her to investigate. If the Tachibana Maru is what it's supposed to be, the boarding party will leave in peace. If the ship is what the Navy thinks it is, the destroyers will sink her, whether the Americans on board are able to escape or not. So as the sun peers over the Pacific horizon, those who volunteered to board the Tachibana Maru, four officers and 11 sailors, finish writing letters to their families, letters which are to be sent in case the men do not return. The Japanese vessel is radioed to halt. Shortly thereafter, the American boarding party arrives in a dinghy. The Japanese personnel greet them with smiles and bows. This is only a hospital ship, the Japanese captain says through an interpreter. While the American medical officer goes below to inspect the patients, the commanding officer searches for medical supplies. Neither officer finds what he's looking for. The patients, as it turns out, are combat-ready Japanese troops, more than 1,600 of them. The medical supplies? Oh, no. Guns, artillery shells, maybe 40 tons of artillery shells. The American commanding officer radios back to the destroyers by walkie-talkie, relating his discovery. Then he turns to the captain of the Tachibana Maru, informing him that he is under arrest. Minutes later, before the Japanese are fully aware what's happened, 70 armed American sailors and Marines are aboard the enemy vessel. Not a shot is fired. That's the really wonderful part of this story of the Tachibana Maru. The United States Navy takes over, escorts her to the nearest Allied port, delivering 40 tons of weapons and ammo and 1,663 prisoners, all of them unharmed, for not a shot is fired. And yet, despite that remarkable and remarkably humane accomplishment, nobody aboard the Connor or the Charette received a medal. Not even a citation. In fact, what they did barely earned them a brief mention in one stateside newspaper, because on the day the Japanese ship was brought into port, other news obscured its capture. Seldom in wartime, any wartime throughout all history, has such a mercy been recorded. One intemperate command and thousands of lives might have been lost. And yet, because of precision planning and the cooperation of the enemy and a little bit of luck, the U.S. Navy made one of the biggest POW hauls of the entire war without spilling a single drop of blood. And you never heard about it until this moment. And why did you never hear about it until now? Because the same day that those 1,663 Japanese prisoners were brought mercifully to Morotai, that was August 6, 1945, that was the same day that the news was dominated by the fact that Americans had dropped the big bomb on Hiroshima. Now you know the rest of the story.